Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News. Viv Govender joins us, wealth manager at Rand Swiss. Viv, good evening to you. First of all, the Rand hitting 18 to the dollar earlier today. If I'm not mistaken, its weakest level in almost 3 months. At one point, I think 18.10, but has pulled back a little bit. I've got it at 18.07 on my screen. How are you reading this?
Yeah, I mean, I think this has more to do with the rand than the dollar, because if you look at it, we've also seen similar weakness happening with the pound as well and with the euro. So if you had to look at where we were basically from Friday till now, the pound is also about 2.5% weaker and the euro a similar number. The dollar is a bit stronger than that, I mean, but I do think it has a lot more to do with the rand. It has to do with, for instance, just the dollar at the moment. The dollar's weakened or strengthened about 4% against the rand from the last week. But the, like I said, 2.5%, 3% almost for the euro and the pound as well. So this is a case of South Africa being a bit weak as opposed to just the dollar being strong. Mm.
And I was talking to a currency strategist a little earlier on in the program, and you'll probably agree that the volatility is likely to continue well past the inauguration of the new American president.
Yeah, look, I mean, the thing with Donald Trump, to phrase it nicely, he's a high variance figure. You know, things can go very, very off the dome with him. So, yeah, we could have a number of things happening. I think the biggest fear that the world has at the moment is around tariffs and the possibility of a trade war, because that'll hurt us in South Africa as well. Because what would happen is if you have the U.S. raising tariffs on China and even on the EU and the U.K. as well, they're talking about 20% for the world and 60% plus for China. That'll cause retaliation. And, you know, in that scenario, it doesn't help to be small like South Africa is, because we just don't have the kind of the size of like an India or China to basically stand up for ourselves. And so that'll be, I think, quite negative. But then there's also, you know, there's Gaza, there's Ukraine, there's the mass deportations, there is a number of different factors out there. There is changes in like regulation around the EPA, around the SEC, around, you know, the FDA. So this is going to be a very, you know, very, it's eventful next couple of years, I think, because right now it's known that he has the Senate. He almost certainly has the House. And of course, we know he has the presidency. That trifecta is very powerful in the U.S. system.
Viv, I've heard him called many things, but a high variance figure is a new one on me. But it is certainly well appreciated. Jobs numbers out today. Unemployment rate falling for the first time in a year. And the official rate 32.1%. I mean, it's still staggeringly high, but maybe a move in the right direction.
Yeah, but I did look at the figure. I mean, this is pretty much where we were a year ago. So yes, it's good quarter on quarter, but year on year, it isn't much of a, you know, an improvement, you know. And so I do worry about whether there's some kind of factors that are, you know, just basically more seasonal than we would appreciate. So like I said, you know, if you look at where we were last year in terms of the unemployment rate, kind of close to where we are right now, much closer than we were for the last quarter. And I do think that this is one thing to be aware of. That being said, there's definitely a sign that South Africa is looking a bit more positive right now than it was a little while back. And I do have to believe that, you know, with the load shedding especially, having gone for more than half a year or so, we should start seeing some signs of recovery in things like manufacturing, etc.
Let's look at two company results very quickly. Let's start with Bidcorp. It's the big multinational, mostly focused in the food space, and it's reflected a trading profit of around 10%. And this has achieved, it says, amid low food inflation.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is reasonably good results. The market loves it, up 7% today. I do think that, you know, what we are seeing right now, like this, of course, they are mostly offshore. They mentioned that, and I do think that, but they did say that South Africa was excellent. So that is obviously a positive coming through. You know, they are saying that, you know, they haven't seen consumer behavior and sentiment improved just yet. And they expect that to happen as rate cuts, you know, globally are going to help them out. But yeah, I do think these are good results. The market loves it. And like I said, up 7% for the day.
All right, let's move on to gold. The bullion price today down by over 1%. Harmony earlier saying that it's doubling down, extending the life of its existing portfolio, and has posted some really astonishing first quarter numbers in terms of cash flow. But having looked at that, though, Viv, if you look at the share price today, and I'm just pulling it up on my screen right now as we talk, it's down by almost 5%.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a share that, if you had to look over the last year or so, has up 81% just about after the fall we've seen today. So, yeah, this is a fall, but, you know, the share price has reflected a very good performance. Yeah. And also to be noted here is that, you know, they said the results were based on $2,356 an ounce average gold price. And though the gold price is down today, it is still, you know, higher than that. So I do think that the gold price remains at levels that are, you know, really good for towards these gold miners, especially considering, you know, for I think for Harmony, their costs are some in the region of about 1,667 you know, ounces, dollars an ounce. So, you know, at you know, what's it right now? It's about 2,590 That's almost $1,000, you know, an ounce that they're basically making profits on. So that's still a good situation to be in. That being said, I think that the market maybe just have overdone its estimation about interest rates. We've seen estimates, I think, from Deutsche Bank that we may not get below about 4.5% on the U.S. Interest rate, or 4% on the U.S. interest rate, you know, cuts. And that, I think, would be higher than the market had hoped we'd get down to.
And also sitting on a cash pile of almost 16 billion rand, and that enables a lot of expansion opportunity.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I think they're also doing stuff with copper as well that they're looking at. I do think that, you know, these miners, generally well operated, but they're so dependent on the underlying market. And when things are good, they, like you said, they do look to basically expand and get as big as possible. And then inevitably we do things, say things turning bad again. And then, you know, it's always like crisis to crisis. It's weird. There's a couple of sectors, mining, shipping, they all basically never learn from the past in that, you know, good times don't always mean that you have to expand crazily, because, you know, sometimes bad times are almost inevitably going to follow.
And Viv, I know that this is a sector you follow very closely, so let's get a quick view. U.S. tech stocks in the new age of Donald Trump. What is your crystal ball telling you?
Well, I did a little seminar just before the election, and I had the prediction that Donald Trump would win. And I had three things that I said would do very well if Trump had won. And they were Palantir, which is up about 45% since last week, Monday. Tesla, which is also up, give me a second, I'll tell you right now, around about, you know, from the election time till now, it's up about 44%. And the other one was Bitcoin. And, you know, Bitcoin now is hitting all-time highs. In fact, that guy from, I think it was, where is it, Ecuador or El Salvador, the country that's basically gotten Bitcoin as part of the national reserves, he's talking about their like huge dividend they're getting, up of 26%. The things that Trump likes are positive, but you must not be too positive about it. Because if you had to look at, for instance, Amazon, Amazon's share price in the last 5 days is basically up only 5%. And yes, it's already gone up about, say, 11% from basically about 2 weeks ago till now. But it hasn't done quite as well as Tesla or Palantir. And I think this company is one of the tech companies, along with Apple, that's going to be quite badly hurt by some of Trump's plans, because the tariffs he's going to put in place are going to affect them quite negatively.
I'm going to leave it there. We'll chat again next week. That's Viv Govender from Rand Swiss.
Hard Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.